Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bracing for Hurricane Rita on the heels of Hurricane Katrina. It is Friday, the 23rd day of September 2005. And they're talking about 2 a.m., 2:30, one of the stronger winds near the core of the hurricane will start plowing in to the Texas-Louisiana border area. Looks like that area around Beaumont is going to get the strongest hit. And then, of course, Port Arthur to the west, southwest, and then, of course, Houston. Big H-town, right around 6 million people. I said 5 million yesterday. In the last few years, it's actually gone up to 6 million, right at 6 million. 900,000 they reported. Very, very serious. A lot of people just stopped trying to evacuate this morning. They said stop trying to evacuate. I had friends and family that had already made that decision, stuck in traffic for 15 hours and had just gone 30, 40 miles. And we're going to try to move through your calls quicker now because I want to get into a host of other news items and a Katrina recap. All the info for you coming up here in a few, right here on the GCN Radio Network and all of our wonderful affiliates from Chicago to Los Angeles, from Kansas City to Austin, Texas, to of course, places like Pensacola, Florida, and Niagara Falls, New York. Let's go ahead and can't forget all our great affiliates in Ohio as well. Let's go ahead, or Tennessee, WBCR. There's so many, I can't ever thank you all. Let's go ahead and go back to Micah in South Carolina talking about weather modification that's now been discussed in USA Today in a serious fashion and AP. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. When I was mentioning the nuclear device as in accordance with weather modification.
Now, some stations just joined us. Why don't you start over?
Okay. What I had made mention of is you had brought to my attention, as a South Carolinian, I listened to you on a shortwave radio broadcast, and you informed me that they were doing military exercises in Charleston Harbor, not even 90 miles to my south, and that they were doing it in a mock drill of a possible nuclear detonation in the harbor. And General Burns was subsequently removed from his duties in charge of that task force. I'm correct in that, right?
Yeah, and I've said, I don't know if it was good info or not, but from good military sources, we were told that there was a possibility that was going to go live.
You know, I was extremely prepared for that moment. And let me tell you, I prepared some of my friends. Unfortunately, they listened. But anyways, what I was going to say concerning that is I find it awfully suspicious that they do something like that within 200 nautical miles estimated of an actual nuclear device that's been sitting under the ocean since the 50s.
Yeah, that's right. There was a fighter bomber in trouble. It didn't have landing gear, so they dropped a pretty big hydrogen boo-boo. Hydrogen bomb right there, and it's out there leaking in the ocean right now.
I know, and now see, personally, what I feel could occur with this is we need to avert a catastrophe before our enemies, whomever they may be they our government or other entities, use a possible modified Category 5 or 6, as we're discovering is possible now, as a firing pin or an excuse for a possible nuclear detonation. That, I'm sorry, common sense tells you, that wouldn't possibly cause a tidal wave that far offshore.
Well, we got Rick Perry.
A radioactive wave that would engulf the entire southeast coast in days.
Yeah, it would. But I mean, right now, Rick Perry's prancing around like a little pixie, telling everybody that we are on the verge of being attacked, that this is probably when the terrorists will attack, and then posing as if he's real commanderish and he's just something else, pillow biter. So, I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, I personally don't pay attention to any of those people in the local media any longer. I lost a lot of faith in them, especially with the weather forecasters concerning, my local area.
Well, these hurricanes are acting like they've never acted before. They're behaving bizarrely, and you add it all together, it's very suspicious. So suspicious, the Associated Press and USA Today did reports on it this week. All right, we're going to be right back with more of your calls and more news as we prepare for impact with Rita Right now, a Category 3 or 4. Going back,
hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Things don't look good in far southeast Texas and as far east as New Orleans. In fact, three levees have been breached, and there's also water going over other levees out of Lake Pontchartrain right now. In a minute, we're going to have a report from Alan Stone and USA Radio Network News. Usually it's so laced with propaganda that I don't carry USA Radio Network News or ABC News or any of it here on my broadcast, but when it comes to reporting on hurricanes and things, they certainly aren't doing a good job. So in just a moment, we'll give you the latest information on that, and we'll continue to give you the info as bulletins come in. But the storm, the really powerful winds of 130 to 140 miles an hour are scheduled. It could weaken or strengthen before it makes landfall, one of the core central areas, at around 2:30 in the morning tonight, or what will technically be early Saturday morning. Let's go ahead and go to Alan Stone with USA Radio Network News.
USA Radio Network News, Alan Stone reporting. There have been at least three major levee breaks in New Orleans within the last hour as Hurricane Rita brings rain to a city already ravaged by Hurricane Katrina. Numerous cars can be seen overturned and filled with water. Mark Sloan of FEMA Urban Research and Rescue says they have pulled out of the knife war due to the new levee breach.
Within the last 60 minutes or so, we pulled all of our resources, all of our assets out to higher ground, and we're going to reevaluate this as it goes through.
Water steadily rising along the Industrial Canal in New Orleans, amongst other places. A bus carrying elderly Rita evacuees exploded this morning just south of Dallas, killing 24 people inside, injuring many others. Officials say a mechanical problem on the bus caused the fire. The Eye of Rita, located just under 300 miles to the southeast of the Sabine Pass at the Texas-Louisiana border, moving northwest at about 10 miles an hour. On this track, the eye will make landfall along the coast just to the east of Galveston and in the vicinity of the Port Arthur-Beaumont, Texas area, as well as the Lake Charles region early Saturday morning. Houston officials trying to get help to hundreds of stranded motorists trying to evacuate in advance of Hurricane Rita. Mayor Bill White says those who are stranded on the side of the road are going to be rescued. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 7 points, while the NASDAQ is even. This is USA Radio Network News.
All right. Thank you, Alan Stone. So, I mean, they were saying just 2 hours ago that it was going to go even a little bit more east of Port Arthur and mainly hit Beaumont. Now it's gone back, I guess, a little. I'm looking at the track right now, right into the huge ship channel. Folks, that's where all the refineries are. That's where the chemical plants are. That's where the shipping containers are. That's where the oil tankers are. This is the worst place in the country something like this could hit. This is the worst area. You ought to see it down there. Factories of every type, not just chemical production, fertilizer production, and oil production. No, it's just factories, huge ships. Our few exports go out of there. Raw materials coming in. This is just horrible. And we're already running out of gas at some gas stations in Austin, which we were already low on fuel because of Katrina's aftermath. This is not good, ladies and gentlemen. And with criminals like FEMA running around, I mean, you heard Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation, pretty mainstream. FEMA wants our guns, and they may try to pull gun confiscations in Texas. And where are these millions of people that are in Houston going to go if it floods out? It's very serious. I guess the government will save us. We should pray to God, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to BL in Texas. BL, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, I wanted to call in with a safety advisory. My dad was a meteorologist. If he could see these weird storms we've been getting, he'd be beside himself. But the mineral salts, the chemical solutions, and the metallic particles that are used to modify weather are toxic. So that makes the rainwater toxic. If people are desperate for water and they don't have a Berkey like I do, they shouldn't drink rainwater.
Well, that's right. And by the way, they've tested the rain before when this stuff happens, and it does have the weather modification chemicals in it. But that is a previous generation weapon, which does work quite nicely. We're looking at antenna ionizing, but it does look like there could be some spraying used as an ingredient with that if this is weather modification. But the meteorologists are saying they've never seen this before. They're trying to claim it's global warming, folks, when we actually see trends for global cooling in most of the buoys.
When they said that global warming was a problem, I went out and bought a Goose Down parka.
You don't trust your government?
Not me.
What we need now is Clinton's global initiative for a global tax. That will fix all these problems. Let's just give trillions to the UN. That will fix it.
Here in Athens, last night we ran out of regular and mid-grade gasoline. All three highways that come through here were bumper to bumper yesterday evening, and every motel, every parking lot, and every driveway is full of displaced persons. I'm not going to call them refugees.
Exactly, and trying to get, I mean, literally, folks, it takes me 15 minutes to get from the office home, an hour and a half 2 days ago, and it's only getting worse.
Last night on U.S. 69, people without permission were driving on both sides of the highway going north.
Yeah, they said on the news last night, nationally they said the governor decided, but locally the truth was told, nobody gave the order, the people just got sick of it.
By the way, that should have been done 2 days ago. They should have closed one direction but left one lane open for emergency vehicles and used the other two or three lanes to do that. But again, the government are a bunch of idiots. They are a bunch of drooling morons, as they always are.
Alex, when that oil storm propaganda film was shown on FX, which I copied and sent to you, by the way.
Well, it must be in the box. Hey, cue that up, guys. Yeah, why don't you tell folks? It has Mayor Ray Nagin with the exact same thing happening that did happen.
It's a total propaganda piece. As soon as I saw that, I told everybody that would listen that they were going to steer a hurricane, an enhanced hurricane, preferably right up into that
refinery area. BL, I heard you call into another show and say that.
The refinery area is a big target, and they're...
Well, let's remind people, the Gulf Coast is about 1,000 miles long or longer, and these things are hitting exactly in little 50-mile areas where they will devastate refineries.
It's pretty obvious with the erratic storm tracks, the doubling back, and those...
Well, what about that last one 2 weeks ago where it just kept going in circles? Never before has that happened.
Yeah, they're talking about two eyes from this one.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's pretty bizarre. We'd never seen anything like it. We went through Camille and all the big earthquakes back in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. No one's ever seen anything like this.
We haven't. Thanks for the call. And I mean, not only is BL saying that with his dad, who was a meteorologist. I mean, it's the meteorologist. This is unbelievable. By the way, on places like Jupiter and Saturn, they have 1,000-mile-an-hour winds. Hope we don't get something like that that scrapes everything down to the bedrock. A lot of weird stuff going on, folks. But don't worry. You know, we used to joke years ago to get their world tax that the globalists would use weather modification to flood some coastal cities to scare people, and now that's happening. Let's go ahead now and play that oil storm clip. Here it is.
It has already begun.
Two ships collided.
Hundreds are feared dead with emergency services unable to cope.
A chain of events.
Million barrels of oil gone.
That will spark fear.
A killer blow to the economy.
Create panic and result in a catastrophe that will change our lives forever.
Americans didn't realize how fragile their existence was.
Oil Storm, an FX original event, Sunday, June 5th. America's lifeline has been severed.
You know, you'd never think you'd see people on the TV saying martial law is good, but I'm sitting there at my parents' house last night about 8 o'clock, and they're barbecuing, and I'm sitting there eating, and they're out there basting in the 100-degree heat. I'm inside watching TV, and I'm flipping to the channels. Flip the channel. Martial law is good. What do we do to make these people do what they're told? Flip to Sean Hannity. Martial law is good. This is on TV. We need to make these people leave. How do we make them? And then the mayor goes, well, actually, we're telling them to stay now. They can't get out. Ooh. You know, just let's make somebody do something. Let's kick some people around. So I flip the next channel. Same script, same stuff. I'd like to see that cockroach, that liberal Hannity, try to get out of New York City if something like this was happening. He'd just jump on a helicopter. They'd fly that bucket of pus out of there. All right, let's go ahead. And if you like him and think he's conservative, shame on you. He's a Judas goat. Every child needs a microchip, Sean Hannity. Let's go ahead and talk to Kelly in Ohio. Kelly, thanks for holding.
How you doing, Kelly? How you doing, Alex? I'm a first-time caller, and I got all your videos except for the last one.
Well, welcome aboard. Well, the last one's my best.
And it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I got the TV thing going on. I was just wondering. I remember the night. PBS had a special on the thing was happening with the out in the pyramids in Egypt, and like all the globalists showed up for some kind of event. PBS recorded it. And
yes.
If there's any chance, I scoured the countryside on the web for something from that, and I can't find anything.
In a big giant box at my office, I have that tape.
If you could put that on, it'd be really... I think if you think it's worth it, I think it's... this is like a personal thing, but... And maybe a commentary on it, or, you know, I know you're limited.
I mean, it's just George Bush, and they're George Bush Sr., and they go, come forward, Lucifer.
And they got the black music going on, the dark side music going on and all that. Yeah, I just...
Oh, you...
Don't go out of your way for
me. Let me ask you a question. Did you see that yourself?
No, I was at work working overtime that night with the Y2K thing, and... doing my bills. About
anything else you want to add, Kelly? I'll let you finish up. We'll let everybody else stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Because there's a war on for your mind. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Thank you again for joining us. Look, I'm going to talk to Kelly and Rick and Jeff and Don. And that's it, because I got some other news I want to get into from around the country and the world. And a little bit of a recap on Rita. And the levees have broken or flooding again in at least three areas there in New Orleans right now. And is not looking pretty for this economy right now. Don't worry, the Federal Reserve will print some more money up, and they'll give a bunch of no-bid contracts to Halliburton. So you work for Halliburton, everything's going to be peachy keen. Your kids won't have any future, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and let Kelly finish up. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hi, Alex. I waited. I'm a firefighter, and we had a rookie come on that he knows people from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, and he knows people from Springfield. And I've trained at both those places. You got to do the FAA thing, do your firefighting thing once a year of training. And he said that he was telling me that there was a jet fighter on 9/11 that took up from the guard. There's a guard unit out there in Springfield, Ohio, that landed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base because it had problems, but when it came in, he knows people there too that work on the firefighting fire department there, that it was missing one air-to-air missile, and there was an escort, which was very unusual, that they took the pilot. Somebody came out and got that pilot and drove him right off, and it was very unusual. They never saw that before. You might
well,
know
that's, more listen,
about that than I do. But I just thought I'd make that statement, and I believe this to be the truth.
Kelly, is there any way, and I'm very confidential, that off air I get your full info and perhaps somehow contact that individual? That is big news.
Well, that's the truth.
I mean, I know the state police saw them blow the plane up, but still, that's another piece of the puzzle. Can I contact you and track that down, Kelly?
Yes, you can. And I will look this up. I'll ask him again. In fact,
I want to get your number, and then I want you to talk to him. I want to give you my number, and I want to talk to him off record. Don't even need to, you know, use his name and stuff. I just got to confirm that he was in firefighter training there at the base when that happened, and this will be a big story. And he'll have total anonymity. Believe me, we do this all the time. This is what we do while we have sources. Put Kelly on hold there, John, and get his information. And then give him my secret email and give him my home phone number, my home office number, but get me Kelly's number. Let's go to Rick in Reno. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Now I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. I'm sorry, that's a Johnny Cash song, and I'm killing it. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
Alex, I don't buy it. Crawling traffic, I suspect that there's FEMA roadblocks at the end of that rainbow, that they're not letting people get through to Austin and or Dallas. What do you think?
Well, we caught them cutting communications lines and sabotaging and blocking food for 5 days, but I think it'd be on the news if they had roadblocks up.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, besides Colorado, where do they have incinerators installed around this country?
Well, that was in the Rocky Mountain News right after 9/11. They said, don't worry, there's a bio attack. We have secret incinerators to burn thousands of you. And that was your governor. That was in the Rocky Mountain News. And they have a program where the feds pay to have any veterinarian clinic put in a big incinerator that can burn bodies. And they've got them all over the country, and that is a plan.
Well, I tell you what, Alex, if the fellows that belong to Jack McClam's organization are listening, I hope that they're thinking ahead a few moves and are thinking about water supplies in Dallas and Austin, and thinking about the potential for mass murder by starving people of water. They proved with Terry Schiavo that it only takes 13 days.
Well, if you're moving around, you'll die in 4 or 5. If you lay still, you can live 12, 15 days.
You've got millions of people out there on these highways, and I think that they are deliberately being held from getting to the destination.
I don't know, man. You got a 6 million person city, and half of them try to leave. I mean, you're gonna.
I don't buy for a minute the incompetence theory. No, this is designed, man. This whole fucking thing. Sorry, this is designed.
All right, well, thank you for the call, and you're banned for 6 months from the show. All right, let's go ahead and talk. We're going to go to break, and then we'll come back after break, and we will talk to some of the other callers. So stay with us, and I will take a few more calls, and I'll recap Rita, and then we'll end this transmission. I got some other stuff I want to cover. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, all excellent sites, updated multiple times daily with vital info. earth-shattering stuff up there right now. Check them out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Of course, we got about 27 minutes left. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. A lot of live broadcasts coming up this weekend right here on the GCN Radio Network. And I'm becoming a regular contributor, very thankful, because it's the second biggest radio show in the country, 2 Coast to Coast AM. And I was on there last night, and George City wanted me on tonight with my take on Katrina and the disaster relief and what's really behind FEMA's activities. I haven't confirmed that with him yet. He just out of the blue said he wants me back on tonight. So look for an update tonight on coasttocoastam.com as well. This is the GCN Radio Network. GCNlive.com is the radio network's website. And again, I always want to thank our sponsors, our listeners, number one, God, of course, and all of our affiliates, from the 3 affiliates we've got in Illinois, including Chicago, to the 2 affiliates we've got in Ohio, to 10 affiliates in Texas, to 2 affiliates in Florida, to affiliates in New Mexico, California. I mean, I can't list them all. 3 affiliates in New York. Just so many new affiliates around the country, and people ask, well, how do we get you on more stations? If you don't hear me on a local AM or FM station, and you're listening on the internet, or shortwave, or off your satellite dish, you need to call your local AM and FM stations and tell them, pick up the Alex Jones Show. Now, again, that's what the network wanted to call it many moons ago. I would have called it Real Talk Radio and really always have. But if this is the real spin, this is Real Talk Radio, this is real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. I mean, really, we're like C-SPAN with somebody who agrees with the Founding Fathers being the moderator. We take your calls. We cover the information. We don't censor you unless it's profane or unless it's slanderous. If I know it to be slanderous or defaming, I will cut you off. And we don't give people's home phone numbers out to harass them. We don't do what some of the rinky-dink people do out there. We try to be more professional. We're not perfect. But I do want to thank all the great affiliates out there, and it's very important to support those affiliates and to thank their sponsors. And to, if you have a local business, to support that affiliate. And if you're listening to us on the Internet or shortwave of the Internet, and you're a business owner, and you want to hear us on air, a good way to get the camel's nose under the tent flap is to go to that local talk station and say, look, I want Alex Jones on at least Saturday and Sundays. Record his Thursday and Friday shows and air him in a good time slot in the weekend, and I'll sponsor it. Basically, you don't pay for the program, you just supplement it. Then after 6 months or so, it becomes popular. I can't tell you how many stations have just carried us on the weekend, or it's been sponsored, and 6 months later, a year later, we're on an hour at night, then we're on 3 hours at night, then we're on live 3 hours during the day. And we get stations ratings. Ratings aren't a problem. It's just folks stepping up and sponsoring it as the final ingredient in taking this country back. And everything we talk about is documented. Everything we talk about is admitted. I mean, there really are bad things happening, and the government is out of control, and George Bush is not a conservative. If George Bush is a conservative, then I'm a purple warthog with a green tail. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Mass. Jeff, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Do you think that this is weather modification, particularly from scale-of-wave technology? And I'll tell you what, scale-of-wave technology should really be examined because, look, our oil refinery capacity is going to go right in the toilet. New Orleans is a big trading spot, and the UN has documentation governing weather warfare. So the concept of weather warfare does exist.
I agree with you. I went over that. I spent 30 minutes on that in the last hour. I mean, all I can do is agree with you. You know, all I can say is this, Jeff. My guts tell me something's going on here. My guts tell me that with all the evidence of these things coming out of nowhere, not acting normal, acting totally off the charts, bizarre, almost becoming a Category 6 out of 1,000 miles of coastline from the tip of Florida to Mexico, these things, more than 1,000 miles if you count Mexico where they normally go, I mean, they're just with precision hitting the exact refining and shipping areas, the mouth of the Mississippi. I mean, we got serious problems here, you know, blues down in the Gulf. And we got problems now. It's steering right for Port Arthur and that major ship channel and refinery sector. 20%+ of our oil refining capacity about to be seriously damaged. I hope it doesn't. We're already running out of fuel in Austin, Texas, getting reports of it all over the state. I mean, this is serious, my friend, and I really don't know what I can say to you at this point, but that I agree with you. Thanks for the call. I mean, I cannot put my finger on it and say it's the government. I mean, even if you say it's weather modification, we don't know who's doing it. We can only look at who has the motives. But, I mean, we can have Scott Stevens, the weatherman, you know, on, respected, you know, degreed meteorologist. We can have Secretary of Defense Cohen talking about how it's a real threat back in 97. We could talk about the current bill by Kay Bailey Hutchinson to have weather control, which they admit they have. We could talk about the Russians clearing the skies for every parade. Just this year they did it. We can talk about just all of this. I just, you know, what do you do? I know this. FEMA cut the communications lines, blocked police, blocked the rescue effort for 5 days on purpose. And they put hard work into it. It was hard work for FEMA to make sure things fell apart. And now they're going to get the end of posse comitatus, total martial law out of it. Again, screwing up, they get more power. Our government carrying out terror attacks in Iraq to get the Sunnis and the Shiites stirred up killing each other is worse for our troops. we're going to, quote, lose the war, but they're going to get to build their permanent bases. It'll be taken over by the UN and NATO and invade Iran and Syria by losing, by being there 2.5 years. They make $280 billion instead of $50 billion. See the difference? By the drug war failing, the cartels controlled by our government make more money, put more people in prison. See, we're looking at this from the wrong angle. And a lot of pretty mainstream people agree with me. I mean, George Norrie last night was agreeing with me. I mean, Mancow, who has a morning show on Fox TV, agreed with me. But I said it on a show last week. I mean, if you got your head screwed on even partially straight, folks, there's no way to deny what we're facing. But I'm not going to go out and just say it's the government. I can't do that. I go off what I can prove. Did elements of our government carry out 9/11? Absolutely. We can prove it in spades. Not a jury in the world that wouldn't agree with us. But do the globalists openly want to use terror attacks and disasters to hurt us into compact cities to then kill us in mass with bioweapons? That's their public plan, declassified. It sounds totally insane, but I can document it. Is there a plan for the Pentagon to forcibly implant every American with a mind-control brain chip? Pentagon website, Federation of American Scientists, mainstream news. Tommy Thompson's prancing around saying take a chip at public schools. You know, I mean, the stuff I can prove, Tony Blair's a devil worshiper, his wife's a devil worshiper, George Bush is a devil worshiper. I mean, Tony Blair openly admits he gets in a pentagram. Tony Blair openly admits he does Aztec rituals where he flops around naked with demons entering, channeling Lucifer. I mean, that's mainstream British news, not tabloids. The Bishop of Canterbury is a druid leader. That sounds crazy, but it's true. The Chinese kill political dissidents and sell their organs, and our women over here buy them to slather their blubber on their faces. They're fat. FEMA does train to take your guns and put you in a camp. I mean, all that's real. They do say all Christians are terrorists and teach that. Firefighters and police, I got them on video. And I got their training manuals. I've made films about it. But, we're living in a Twilight Zone episode. I have no doubt that this is being controlled, and obviously it's by the criminals that control this country and the world. They got the motives for all of it. But again, don't quote me on that, because I'm not a man of speculation. That's not what I do here. One last call, okay? Don and KC, you're on the air. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Alex, I agree with you. I think that this is more than an act of nature. What I wanted to comment to make today was that, we know the New World Order people are really into symbolism, and there's a couple of things I've been kind of mulling over, wondering if it's an example of their calling cards. One is the name Rita, and it has four letters in it. Each one is found in the name Katrina. It kind of reminded me of, the demon emerging out of the stomach of the possessed type thing, you know. The other thing is back in New Orleans, there was the breaching of the levees, and there's three specific locations they pointed out. The first was 17th Street, the second was Industrial Street, I think, and the third was London Avenue. And when I heard that, my mind went back to the London Underground bombings of July the 7th, where there were three locations that that had symbolic meaning, apparently, and where they took place. So I even wonder if they had British commandos during the blowing up of the levees.
Well, they just caught them on Monday shooting Iraqis with a truck bomb, and Iraqi police dressed up as Iraqis. We've caught the Israelis and our own troops doing it. So four separate times we've caught our own government carrying out the bombings and shootings in Iraq. I mean, it gets pretty obvious.
Yeah, that was an amazing article.
Caught red-handed, folks, and it's a minor footnote.
Yeah. October 3rd is the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles this year. I personally don't subscribe to the seven-year tribulation theory, but I could be wrong, and if it does start, it'll probably start in the Feast of Tabernacles season, so Christ return at that point later on. So we should probably keep our seatbelt strapped in the coming weeks and keep a close eye on what's happening.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I'm not a theologian, but my personal Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. That's who I serve. That's my master. Yahweh, people always argue about the true name of God, but we know who we're talking about. Yahweh, Yeshua, Jehovah, I am. I mean, God, folks, the good guy. who we're talking about. Opposite of the devil. the devil's creator, the devil's master. But, I mean, we've had many tribulations. People thought Hitler was the Antichrist. People always think everything's the Antichrist. And people thought Nero was the Antichrist. They thought Titus was the Antichrist in AD 70 when he sacked Jerusalem. And it's always a big cop-out not to take action. Regardless of the end of the world's coming in 5 years, folks, or 10 years, or 100 years, we have to stand up against evil. Period. And these corporate paid-off churches tell you, lay down, this is great, lay down to evil. Let me tell you something. I know this. You subscribe to that, folks, you're going to a very warm place. I mean, there's no room in heaven for cowards, folks. I assure you of that. I mean, the beginning of fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So fear of the devil is the beginning of ignorance. Okay, now I'm actually preaching, and I better shut up. Oh, I want to cover an issue. I'm not the big grand poobah of the Bible, though I've sat through quite a bit of Bible study in Sunday school. But one day, I'm in Austin, Texas, and they pop in my ear. They're up in Minnesota with the satellite uplinks and the boards and the music and the sales staff and everybody. And they pop in my ear and tell me, Bobby just hung up. Billy's there, to update my list, to remind me so I don't go to the wrong person next. And one day a lady asked me, what's John 3:16? She's saying, do you know this Bible verse? They pop in and go, Bill's gone. And I go, no, I didn't hear that. Repeat that. I don't know what that is. And then there's this big thing on the Internet. Alex didn't know what John 3:16 is. It doesn't matter, folks. Of course I do. But the point is that I had people then walking up in parking lots. Here's the Bible on tape, Alex. We thought you were a Christian. Please don't go to hell, Alex. Please don't. The Pharisees praying out in public and thumping their chest. Christ said they had a one-way ticket to hell, folks. So I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm not a sinner and that I don't have problems. I mean, I got big problems, folks. And I got the thorn in my side. I got plenty of problems. But I know that I try to have my heart in the right place, and I know who I love and who I serve. And God knows that. And I don't have fear of death. I don't have fear of the New World Order. I have fear of God. And so a lot of you need to get your head screwed on straight. Okay. Let's continue here with some of this news. For those that don't know, three of the levees have been breached. First, they were being overflowed by Lake Pontchartrain. Now they're breaching. And it just started raining there. Meanwhile, the hurricane is making a beeline for Port Arthur, and it's going to dump most of its water in Louisiana and East Texas and then go right up through the states. And it's just going to be horrible. You can see that right now. Houston's going to flood, and New Orleans is already flooding. And will FEMA get away with it this time? Sabotaging, we don't know, but it's very, very serious. And we need to pray for all the people that are concerned, all the people that are involved. Of course, we had the Second Amendment Foundation on. We'll find out what the ruling is, I guess, tonight or over the weekend in a federal court to stop the gun confiscations. Will FEMA gun confiscate in Texas and Louisiana this time? We have a special report on PrisonPlanet.com that I hope, and Infowars.com that everybody gets and gets out to folks. We need to educate people about what's happening. And also, continuing now with some of the other news, you have the horrible explosion because of the oxygen tanks on board that bus full of special needs elderly people that had been living in a nursing home. Just really tragic. And also, Hurricane Rita is, again, already dumping more rain. It's starting to rain harder now in New Orleans, so that's only getting worse. And KTLA-TV out of Houston is reporting that as Rita nears, chaos is now starting to spread in some areas. And at the same time, you notice Big Brother cameras were there to watch all the traffic but not aid anybody. Saw that on the national news, a big illustration for everyone. We have a huge detailed report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Total dehumanization in China, executed political dissidents, organs and body parts sold to the West, U.S. government not concerned. It's a big six-page article that Paul Watson and I put together that really details the mobile execution vans, the murder of Christians and political dissidents, and how our media is saying almost nothing about it. And your wife needs to not buy that Chinese cosmetic. Good chance it's got a dead baby or a dead woman in it. I know I'm extreme because I'm against that. ACLU sues Homeland Security for arresting and spying on vegans who protested ham. This is out of the Raw story. The ACLU, again, does some good work with one hand, takes it away with the other. Journalist with laptop treated as terrorist on London Underground, UK Inquirer, just how everything's treated as terrorism now. The U.S. Marine Corps has tried to recruit a 79-year-old woman, Adela Higginbotham. I think it's a job application she filled out years ago, maybe the reason she got an invitation to join the Marine Corps. I'm sorry. Louisiana, Texas governors asked for help. Up to 40,000 troops amid hurricane threat from NORTHCOM. Total federalization. Again, a lot of gas stations are running out of gas in Texas right now. And just a whole blitzkrieg of news coming up after the break. And I will, for the first time and only time today, briefly give you the toll-free number and web address to get some of my videos. If you want to expose you the real terrorist are, which is vital to this resistance movement. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United Nations and, of course, the head environmental minister that replaced Michael Meacher when he resigned are prancing around saying this is global warming, except a global tax. A global tax will do nothing, even if global warming was real, and all the evidence shows that we have climate change but not global warming. It gets hotter in some areas, colder in others. Flacco claims 911 Flight 77 victim Olsen arrested in Europe. And we've got Tom Flacco's story posted here. They claim the Solicitor General's wife didn't really die on that flight, and that they've got a source, and there's no real meat and potatoes here. They just say, our source says she was going over the, German-Polish border and trying to cross over, and that she had a Vatican passport, and that she was, it says French and American intelligence agents have arrested Barbara Olsen. But it's not that's been reported, or a source says, it's happened, folks. French and American intelligence agents have arrested Barbara Olsen, the wife of a former Bush administration official, a few days ago on the Polish-Austrian border. Polish-Austrian, excuse me. According to agents close to and with knowledge of the incident, the alleged 911 Pentagon crash victim was found to be in possession of millions in fake interbank Italian lira currency, according to the agents. And then it goes on with no evidence. I mean, folks, it's just, number one, Interpol's controlled by the globalists. If they had found her alive, she'd be dead. She'd have better fake stuff than this. She wouldn't have, this is just ridiculous. And I mean, I'm nothing against Tom Flacco, but I mean, you gotta say it's ridiculous. I mean, come on, we're gonna look like this is gonna be used to slam everybody in the 9/11 truth movement. I'm giving him benefit of the doubt, but this is off the charts, folks. Just as somebody tells him this doesn't mean it's true. That's all I can say. Basra governor ends cooperation with the British. London Independent and says they're carrying out terror attacks to, quote, create ethnic war. And that's out of London Independent. Here's another one. Al Sadr official says stage bombings aimed at starting ethnic war. British SAS caught carrying out terror attacks. It's like the Israelis have been caught by the Marines doing it, and nothing happens to them. That is a big, big story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Why don't all the 9/11 truth movement sites talk about that instead of candy apple fantasies? I mean, I'm really starting to get mad, folks. FBI thought Lenin was too stoned to start a revolution. That's another London Independent article, and boy, were they right. Stoned on heroin. Today in D.C., commandos in the streets, Washington Post. They're outside civilian control, it says, all part of the new force structure. And Wade Madison, who does do good reports, says, don't write off the Inquirer Bush drunk story too easily. There's a lot of evidence that he is back on und bottle. He's a puppet, so it doesn't really matter, folks. If he wants to drink himself into oblivion, that's his business. Jewish terrorist jailed in U.S. bomb plot. This is out of L.A. Times. Got 20 years for a plan to bomb mosque. Scientists implant human DNA into mice. ABC News, really dangerous and could give rise to super viruses, but they're still doing it. We'll continue at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net to track Hurricane Katrina and FEMA's activities. The aftermath of Katrina now with Rita on top of that. So stay with us for continual coverage right here on the GCN Radio Network. And in closing, I hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.com and get Martial Law, my new film, the miniseries. I hope you'll get Road to Tyranny because they're great videos and there's big discounts on them. And your purchase makes this broadcast possible. So InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.tv. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back on Monday. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.